Morning and welcome to today's edition of 10 Minutes of Torah, entitled Six Words That Sum Up Your Life. Comes from the Shema, which is, of course, a foundational prayer that we recite daily, twice a day, morning and night, and is sourced in the Torah portion of this week. The Torah says, with regards to words of Torah, quote, and this is in the Shema, you shall speak of them when you sit in your home, and when you walk on the road, when you lie down, and when you rise. That's a quote from the Shema. The Torah says you shall speak of them, meaning what our sages taught. This is a command that you shall speak of them refers to words of Torah, which means that in any time and place and phase of your life, one should always be connected to words of Torah. And here, the Rebbe sums up the totality of a person's life journey in these gentlemen. The Rebbe sums up a person's life journey with these words from the Shema. So the Torah says that you shall speak of them when you sit in your home, quote, end quote. The Rebbe says this refers to the soul's presence in the spiritual realm, which means the place from where the soul comes, in the abode of souls, which means it refers to the soul prior to its descent into this world and its embodiment in the body. What is the soul doing in heaven? It's involved in Torah study before it descends below. So the reference to when you sit in your home is talking about the soul in its spiritual home prior to its birth into the human body, into the person. Then the Torah says you shall speak of words of Torah when you walk on the road, when you travel. This is talking about when you're traveling through life, the journey of life itself. As the Rebbe continues, when the Torah says you shall walk, that you should speak words of Torah when you walk on the road, this alludes to the time of the soul's descent from one spiritual world to the next until it reaches our world and is enclosed in the physical body to then make its way through the world until it reaches old age. So walking on the road is the road of life, and one's journey in life should be guided by what's our GPS. Our GPS, our guiding system, should be the words of Torah as we navigate our way through life and all of the different terrain that we encounter and all of the different storms and weather situations and all of the different environmental conditions that a person deals with in the course of a lifetime. What is it that gives us the strength and the guidance and the light to be able to continue traveling on is the words of Torah. And then the Torah says, and then you shall speak of them when you lie down. Says the Rebbe, this refers to the day when the soul is summoned back to the higher world, which is the day that the soul leaves this world. And then too, what is it that gives the soul energy in its journey in the next world are the words of Torah, both in terms of being a protection, because the soul invariably has to go through a cleansing process after its allotted time in this world, the words of Torah make that cleansing that the person, that the soul has accumulated in the course of the lifetime, make that process easier to bear and to sustain. And that's also the only thing that we take with us. All of the material things that we accumulate in this world stay here. The only thing that we take with us is the knowledge, the insight, and the good deeds that we have done during our lifetime. And then the Torah continues, and the words of Torah you should also recite when you arise in the morning. Here, in the broader context that the Rebbe is presenting this idea, he says when you rise in the morning allegorically refers to the time of the resurrection, when the soul will be awakened, when the soul will be reunited with the body. The body will arise, as it says, the body will arise from the earth, and the soul will be reunited with it. And then too, what is the world going to be immersed in and engaged in? In the Messianic era, as it says, the entire world will be immersed with the knowledge of God, like the water covers the seabed. So here in these few words from the Shema, you have the way that Rebbe presents it here, succinctly encapsulated the entire totality and spectrum of a person's life prior to being sent into the soul, being sent into this world, in this world, and then ultimately the time of the resurrection and the reunification of body and soul. And the one consistent element that accompanies the soul through all of these different journeys and phases and stages are the words of Torah, because the words of the Torah are God's guide to us, as I mentioned before, as to giving us purpose, direction, and fulfillment as we go through all of these, as we go through all these different journeys and stages of life. That's the Hayom Yom teaching for today. And this segues to the Torah section of today, which talks about the Torah, as in talks about Moshe in today's Torah section recounts the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. And he recalls this great voice, the voice of God that was heard at Mount Sinai, which he describes as a great voice without end, lo yasaf, without end, which means that the voice of God, even though the giving of the Torah was an event that transpired at a specific time, in a specific place, and on a specific date, which was the 6th of Sivan in the year 2448